The 2-2 coming and a base hit to right. Tim around third will score. Abreu with a go-ahead RBI for the third straight game. It's 1-0 here in the opening inning. 1-2 grounded toward the middle and it hits second base. Abreu will score. Sheets will move to third. It's 2-0.
Andrew Vaughn deserved that. As many balls as he's hit hard. He's over there clapping. He's all excited like, yeah, about time something went my way.
Bent at the knees and the waist, and he pops it up. Medium depth left. Urshela tagging. Here he comes. Throw coming to the plate. He's going to be out. A.J. Pollock to Sebi Zavala. That's a double play. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Driven in the air, deep left. It's a grand slam in the second level. Luis Robert opens it up. It's 6-1. Hooked into left. It's a fair ball. It'll kick off the diagonal sidewall. Tim's going to score. Moncada to third, and Robert went around first, hesitated, but when the throw went toward third, he kept on going to second. We'll see if they give him a double.
Generosity. He's got a home run. And now a double.
And five RBIs. Vaughn cranks one out toward the bullpen in left center, and that baby's gone. 9-1.
He got tired of having people rob the balls that he hits really hard in fair play, so he put it out of play.
Fly ball well hit to left. Way back there and gone. A three-run homer for Sebi Zavala. It's 12-1.
White Sox win 12-2, while the Cubs get their arse beat 8-0 by the Metropolitans over at Wrigley.
Yep, the old yin and the old yang.
Yep. Not good, Jerry.
We're turning things around. We're going to be fine. Second half. Time's ticking, Tony. We both don't have much time.
I mean, that's really what it is, right? I'm sure that's what Jerry's joking to Tony about. It's like, hey, man, we don't have much time. Let's get this going here, right? I brought you in to try to win a World Series championship.
Let's get this done.
You know, I fired Rick for you. And now look at the ball club. Dead ass. You're a schmuck.
I'm sure it was something like that, right? Because they're friends. I'm sure they're busting each other's balls.
All the time.
That's a difference between, like, most owners, general managers, and managers, right? Because they've known each other for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, even with Tony being away from the ball club and away from baseball for 10 years. So I'm sure that they've had a conversation, and I'm feeling good this morning just to see the Sox battle the Twins. It's not a World Series victory. It's not a playoff game. But what you need to have is some momentum going in to the first half of the season, into the All-Star break. Because this is the unofficial first half, right? Even though we've surpassed it.
Correct.
It really is kind of like
halfway point.
Yeah. So what do you think, man? 44-45, Cap. What do you think? If they win this series, how does it make you feel?
I've told you that I still saw a run coming. I've been consistent with that.
That is correct. That's true.
I filmed my recap the other day on YouTube in front of a cemetery. I said, here lies. I was driving. I'm like, okay, this is a joke.
Uh-huh.
I see the cemetery. I'm like, that's perfect. I go, here lies the 2022 White Sox if you don't start getting your blank right. Tony, you need to get on, guys. Got to hold people accountable, or that's where your epitaph is going to be, right on a headstone.
Mm-hmm.
Frittered away a golden opportunity. You'll have no one to blame but yourselves. I still think there's a lot of talent there. I know there's a lot of anti-Tony thoughts.
Sure.
It'd be hilarious if that team went to the World Series and won it. And Tony just stood up there at the parade and went, Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but you know what? Publicly, he understands.
He does.
He's been through it all, man. I mean, you had two broadcasters that chased him out of town the first time around, and Jimmy and Harry chased him out of town. The team broadcasters. There he goes, Harry. Here comes the lawyer out to the mound. Here he is. I wonder what his case is going to be. Hey, hired a lawyer. Like all that stuff, right? I remember this as a kid.
It was unbelievable.
They're making fun of Tony. You're the team bro. Here's a lawyer. He's not a manager. He's a lawyer, Harry. Just all that. Just like, oh, man, killing them. I remember this as a kid.
He ends up, he'll go down as the second winningest manager in the history of the sport.
Yes. And so the point is, though, is that he doesn't need this job, but Jerry asked him. Jerry says, you know what? I think our team is tailor-made to win. You're the right man for the job. And I'm sure Tony's like, me? I've been out of the game for 10 years. Yeah, we need your expertise because you're a hell of an upgrade over Rick Renteria.
Yeah.
And yes, it has not been smooth. But this is the open door for the Sox to walk through it and to be able to win a championship at some point, just based on the roster. Now, again, it's not guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed in life. But when you've stacked up a roster with young and veterans, young players and veterans, you should be able to get on top at some point. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But at least continue to spend money, get the right players to increase your chances to win. That's the bottom line.
Completely. And it well said.
And it starts in the Central, though, Cap. Starts in the Central. Then I know people say you got to beat whoever's on the schedule. No, it does matter to win games against the Tigers and the Twins and the Guardians.
Yep, and you've got a big series with the Guardians coming up. By the way, Artito's
goodbye
vodka Open Championship so leaderboard long. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tigers walking up to the 18th green, takes his hat off,
goodbye.
And waves to the crowd.
Goodbye.
I don't know if he's crying?
Yeah, he's had enough.
He's waving.
Cappy's had enough.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll see you all again.
So he's crying because he knows this has been terrible. Goodbye. Yay, fuel up the plane. We're leaving today. Now.
Tiger, you staying for dinner tonight? No!
You see the in real time here at 9:08 this morning, we're seeing a guy who knows he's at the end. Goodbye.
Wow.
You see it though, right, Cap? Am I joking?
No.
Welling up the eyes. He knows that and he's getting a standing ovation from the crowd.
Yeah.
He's a deep breath, standing ovation, knowing that this has been awful. Goodbye.
Nine over.
He took his hat off for a while.
He did.
I mean, really. He looked like Willie Mays with the Mets. Enough. Goodbye. Like, that's enough. He knows it's just been awful. This course has not been kind. It's chilly out there.
Tiger, how you doing? My legs are killing me.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I mean,
the plane fueled up.
Yeah, he's had enough. This has been tough today. But Cap, this is, what are you laughing at?
You.
Well, you saw it like I saw it. We both saw it at the same time. The hat off, the bald spot showing. That was it. He took off the white hat. He's like, you know what? F this.
I'm done.
My legs hurt. I'm trying. I'm up and down this hilly course. There's no cart. There's no Casey cart for me.
That's it. Casey's cart.
Just telling you. Cap.
Wow.
Cap, he's in pain.
Yes.
Isn't he?
Yes.
You could see him like climbing in and out of these bunkers. Help me.
Right.
Oh, God.
You had to get out of the pot.
Get me out of the coffin. Please, a hand. I mean, he needs a... Ah, thank you. Like an old man. Cap, you saw this, right? Did you see it?
He's going from the weeds to the fescue to the bunker.
It's tough. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
It is.
But the Sox need to be able to start...
Oh, Dustin Johnson's -9.
Yes. But what about Tiger, though? How about Tiger?
+9.
Okay.
He's 18 shots behind.
And there was a standing ovation because the crowd felt sorry for him in Scotland.
Because they play in a different course every year in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he tries to come back next year, but he doesn't. He's probably not going to be playing when it's at St. Andrews again.
Yeah. So. The puffy eyes, the tears falling from Tiger Woods, knowing this is the end, needs to go to the senior tour.
Yep.
Or live.
He's not taking the money.
I'm just telling you, like, it'd just be easier for him because, you know, needing a hand to get out of those bunkers that he's been in 2 or 3 bunkers already today, hasn't he? Every time we look up, he's in a hole. It's not good. Help me.
Let's get Rob into the conversation.
Ah, thank you.
Hey, Rob, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I just wanted to add a little bit to the conversation that you were having earlier.
Rob, where are you, buddy?
Leaving, you know, well past their prime.
Where are you, Rob?
I'm in Portage Park.
Okay. No, I just, it sounds like a little echo there. Are you at home?
Oh, yeah. I'm renovating the damn apartment, and the living room is empty. So
okay.
Got a little bit of an echo in here.
No furniture.
All good. What's going on?
No furniture.
Yeah, so I was listening to the conversation you had about Tom Brady and other athletes leaving after their prime, and I'm definitely sure that you're not familiar with the movie Cat, but maybe Jay Hood is. Paid in Full, the movie Paid in Full.
Paid in
you
Full.
Ever seen it?
Yes, long time ago. Yep.
Okay, so in Paid in Full, Mitch is talking about how he loves the hustle. He loves the game.
Yes.
And he said he feels like one of those ball player types. But then he goes on to say, you know, if I leave the game, are the fans still going to cheer for me? Are they going to love me?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, you know, I just can't do that. I can't live like that, you know, because he was born for the hustle. And I feel like after so many years with, you know, athletes who had extended runs, and then you look at Tom Brady, who's had, like, three runs, probably even longer than that if you consider the lifespan of an NFL player, you know, I think he's just got that old dog energy in him, and it's hard to let that go. You know, I got old dog energy in me just in, you know, other parts of life, and I feel like that's the reason that he's not going to go.
Yeah.
But when he does, he's got that fat $100 million contract waiting on him to go in the booth.
Yeah.
And I'd much rather have him in there than Drew Brees, because Drew Brees put me to sleep. Jesus.
Well, I understand. Well,
yeah, he was bad.
Rob,
hey, man,
thank you.
Thanks.
I understand what you're saying,
have
Rob.
Have a good weekend.
Listen, this is not anything on the athlete. All I'm saying is that for me as a fan, I know that Tom Brady is the greatest I've ever seen. He broke away from that whole conversation of Montana versus Elway, who's better, who's best. That's not even a conversation anymore. It's a conversation that Cap and I used to have back in the day until Brady broke through and won all those championships. He's the greatest that we've ever seen. And so all I'm saying is that he had a chance to write his own storybook ending, but it's up to him to write the ending he wants. All I know is that there's some, you don't get perfect endings to a career very often. Manning had it. Elway had it.
Rare.
Very rare to get that done.
By the way, that movie he's talking about, Paid in Full, I think it came out in 2002.
That's correct.
Wood Harris,
mm-hmm.
who was Avon Barksdale in The Wire.
That's right.
He's a Chicago guy. Went to St. Joseph High School in Westchester. Went to Northern Illinois.
Mekhi Phifer.
Mm-hmm. Isai Morales. Do you remember the movie Bad Boys, about filmed out in St. Charles at the youth prison?
Yeah.
He was one of the bad guys in that. He was awesome.
He is the typical bad guy that you'd get into a B movie.
Yes.
Regina Hall. Yeah, I remember that movie. It's been a while, but I recall that movie, yes.
Yeah, so there you go. 312-332-3776. We go around the National Football League with the latest Bears news.
Help me.
Next.
Help me, Cap.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
So we are inside 2 weeks of the Bears back to work.
I can't go on, Cap. Sorry. You'll have to carry this one. We just saw history.
We did.
You're just laughing. We saw something sad up there at the screen. You're laughing.
He's taking a lot of joy in this today, Woody. It's a little too much joy.
I don't understand why. We just
I'm not taking joy.
With my friend,
You got the widest smile I've ever seen.
He's so happy.
Right,
because Hoodie was doing play-by-play.
Don't worry about what I was doing.
In a Scottish brogue, as Tiger Woods had to walk up this one,
oh, God.
Like, I don't know, the tiny little railing. He gets up there. Now he's got to go up these metal stairs, across a catwalk, back down the other side.
Oh, God.
You can tell he's in agony. Everyone wants to hug him.
What is going on with your headphones right now, by the way? Only our Twitch viewers can see this.
Like Sylvie. This got the one on, one off there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like way above his head. Sylvie just puts the one behind his ear. Cap's got it so his head's like an extra 4 inches tall.
Like that.
It's like Sylvie. I said, Sylvie, why do you only wear one headphone?
Because it's like a phone call when I'm on the air.
Like, oh, really?
Well, you don't have two headphones on when you're on a phone call. I'm like, okay, that's bizarre.
Very.
How far have these two come, Hoodie? Cap, they wouldn't speak to each other. Now they did this spring trading thing, and Cap's imitating his headphones.
Well, here's what's happening here, and everyone doesn't know it, but I know it. There's money in this rivalry. There's money to be made. I understand what's happening here. This is why, worse friends, better enemies, whatever it is, whatever that expression is, they're going to make money together. That's why this is happening. But my point is that right here, Cap, right over your shoulder, right here, the sadness of Tiger Woods leaving. He is done. The bald head, the tip of the cap, knowing that this is the end. I'm calling it right now. He'll never see Scotland again.
No.
The hugging, it's all over. 10 over, he finishes. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
That's my play-by-play partner. That's Terry Gannon on the call.
Oh, I'm
over there.
I recognize Terry.
Yeah.
A jacket three times too big for him.
That's correct.
And a terrible tie.
He's from Joliet.
All right, here we go.
We're going to get to the Bears in just a second, but are we certain? Like, Tiger's retiring. The walk-off there, he's retiring.
I can't say he's retiring, but I don't think you're going to see him for a while as he tries to heal his body up.
Is that a shot or no shot?
Feels like an impromptu shot or no shot. That looked like a retirement.
It's a no shot. He'll return, but I don't think he'll ever play at the Open again. He's tired of the steps. No railings to help him up and down. No one helping him out of those coffin bunkers. I'm not ready to die yet. Get me out of the coffin. That's what happened, Cap. We saw him take off the hat, waving of the crowd.
The bald head.
The bald head. Goodbye, everyone. I'll never return here again. Fuel up the jet. We're done. That's what I saw.
Right. I said to you, it was, I don't know what hole. 16, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! Call the pilots. Get that thing fueled up. We're not having lunch. We'll eat on the plane. We're out.
18 for birdie. Lipped in and out. 4 foot. Couldn't get it done. 4 feet from the cup. He said, you know what? That's it.
That's it. I'm done.
That's it.
I'm finished.
I mean, and for once, actually, it was a good lie. And that bumpy, terrible golf course they have over there, it was actually a good lie. He just couldn't hit it. Birdie. Over. I'm done. I'm done. Bad day. That's it. We turn now to Shay Norling with the latest around the National Football League. Shay.
That's right. We've been trying to do this kind of all week. We were a little busy with Tony La Russa, and we were a little busy with TV sitcoms. Hey, it's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now on a Friday, it's time we get to the Bears fan survey. I think we should answer some of these as a show. So I want to start with the first question on this survey.
Okay.
What best describes your level of confidence in the direction of the Bears franchise? In polls we trust, it's still the Bears, or I'm not buying what polls is selling.
It's still the Bears.
Still the Bears. That's what I wrote down. I have B, still the Bears, meaning that there's still a lot to prove. Right? In polls we trust, well, what are we trusting yet? I imagine that the Bears are going to get better and get back to the playoffs, but because we haven't even seen them on the field yet, I'll say B, still the Bears. Shay.
All right, boys. Scale of right 1 there. To 5. How confident are you Justin Fields will be a star? 1 is the least confident. 5 is the most confident.
I wrote down a number. Do we match?
Read the question one more time so I make sure I answer this properly.
Scale of 1 to 5, 1 being the least, 5 being the most. How confident are you Justin Fields will be a star?
Okay, you ready? I have 1 through 5. You ready for the number? 1, 2, 3. I have 3.
I have 4.
About that?
I'm
in the middle because, again, just like polls, I need to see a full complement of games from Justin. Doesn't mean it's bad. Doesn't mean he's going to suck. Doesn't mean he's going to be great. I just need to see a full complement of games over the next couple of years to determine what we have.
Yeah, I'm at four. Four. I'm not guaranteeing it, but I feel pretty damn good he's going to be a star.
Okay, Shay.
In the same vein, do you trust general manager Ryan Poles has the right plan for Justin Fields? Yes, no, or not sure?
I don't know the plan.
Not sure.
Not sure would be the answer.
And now the final interview for Tiger Woods at the Open as he explains. Bring that up on the board, can you? Can you bring that up on the board? You have a button there. Let's give a listen now as Shay throws it to Tiger Woods here, courtesy of NBC. Go right ahead.
I don't think I have this on this board.
Oh, but for heaven's sakes, just bring it up, for God's sakes.
JR would put his coffee down and have it.
Charlie, wake up.
JR would find it for sure.
Charlie, help him. Charlie, go back there and find out. I'm sleeping.
Charlie, come and put the TV on.
turn the TV on, Charlie. Hit the button. He's writing jokes back there, Charlie, for God's sake. Come on, bring it up. Here we go. Tiger Woods, his thoughts now, courtesy of NBC
Cody,
Sports.
What are we doing here?
Go right ahead. We go now to Tiger Woods. Tiger?
I don't know what source this is.
Tiger?
We need JR back here.
We turn now to Tiger Woods with his last thoughts.
Hire a child, that's what you get.
Tiger, go ahead. Cap?
Wow.
Should we go back there and turn it on for him?
You don't want me punching buttons back there.
We turn now to Tiger Woods now from the Open. Tiger, go ahead.
All right, back to football. We'll get you that turned around. I'm sure the boys can have it for you in a week.
A week?
I can have it in a few minutes once this thing is done. I need a moment.
Charlie.
This was sprung upon me. I don't even know if JR could figure this. You would have thrown JR into a panic, actually. If it were JR back
Sal!
Here.
Sal!
Well, what? I'm cutting the podcast,
Sal,
buddy.
Sal,
now
Sal,
you need me to
Sal,
find the TV?
Sal. I mean, it was all over my head.
See, JR would not have very quickly turned this around. He would be in absolute panic.
At least Shay knows it's a bit like JR like thinks it's like life or death.
Why? I have so many things going on back here. Why?
So Stearns never had to ask me this. He never asked for Tiger Woods. What's going on? So so good,
Shay.
All right, what do you got?
So
what was Ryan Poles' best offseason move? Hiring Matt Eberflus, trading Khalil Mack, shedding veteran contracts, Trevathan, Goldman, Tariq Cohen, or drafting defensive backs, Kyler Gordon and Jaquan Brisker.
That's it. Right there. Getting a starting corner and a starting safety. Now, if they're no good, well, then that's going to be a big problem. But if they are good players, they should be here for 8 to 10 years. Yes. 7, 8 years. Locked in.
What was the first one, Shay?
Hiring Matt Eberflus.
No, I don't know. You're convinced that's the right guy?
No, one of the options.
Yeah, that's definitely not it.
Boring. I would say because you got to get younger assets and you really need help defensively. Really need it.
The two dudes they drafted.
One of the rare times that we've criticized a defense for not doing the job. That's usually dedicated to the offense, not doing the job. So I'll say fourth on that. The number four slot. Shay.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice of he signed somebody who didn't get arrested.
We turn now to Tiger Woods now, courtesy of the USA Network, as he speaks about his time at the Open. Shay, go ahead.
I'm done at the. I think I'm done at the Open.
We went there professionally. You hear that setup? A pro setup. Bam.
We got nothing.
Go ahead, Shay.
Boys, what are your expectations for offensive coordinator Luke Getsy? Nervous about a first-time NFL play caller? The personnel isn't good enough, so it doesn't matter. Or he'll be the difference maker for Fields in the offense and earn a head coaching position.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm going to rule the last one out because he's got a lot to prove there.
Yeah, I can't tell you he's going to be a difference maker.
Well, now what about the other ones, though? Give it again. The first one.
First one was nervous about first-time NFL play caller. You are nervous about a first-time NFL play caller.
No.
The second one was personnel's not good enough, so it doesn't matter.
That bingo.
I am nervous about a first-time play caller, though. Yeah, I know what that looks like.
He's been part of a winning offense, though.
I don't like guys learning on the job in Chicago. I don't.
Well, then you don't like the hiring of Matt Eberflus. He's never been a head coach.
Well, no blank. I don't like the hiring of Eberflus. No blank. Well, no blank. You been on the show lately? You won't see Arn tonight.
Probably not. I'm not nervous about a first-time play caller. I'm not.
Aren't
not
you
at all.
We should be concerned, though. This is Justin Fields. This is your biggest asset. You don't want to break it because some guy doesn't know how to call the plays. Remember when Mike Tyson was calling the plays? Don't worry, I'll call the plays. Pizza roll 2, 431, square blue entree. Timeout, Chicago. Cutler's like, what the hell, man? Okay, I'll get the call in faster. Hold on a second. Smith Johnson 4, Cincinnati red on blue, on 4 break. Timeout, Chicago. Like, the time's real. Would you, someone say it faster. Moron. Tice. I'll call the plays around here. Don't worry about it. Pencil behind his ear with a laminated sheet.
A headset and the quarterback is cut off before the play even starts getting out.
Hey, here we go. Boston Tampa. 5-4-3 on the square. 2-4 in the pocket. On tree break. Timeout. Chicago. It's their final timeout. It's the first quarter. Tice. It's my first time calling plays. What do you expect there? Tice.
Blockhead. I'm not nervous. I'm just, the personnel's not good enough. It is what it is.
Van Tire, 3-4-2, yellow under black, 4-3-7, on tree and break. Timeout, Chicago. Their final timeout. Come on! I'll read it faster next time.
All right, 312-332-3776.
You do recall this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Friday folder, next.
Take that.
It's where the biggest stars in country music share one stage. I'm talking about Country Thunder Wisconsin. See my guy Hoodie up there. He loves that thing. Returning to Twin Lakes. July 21 through 24. Headliners. Morgan Wallen. That's your country music guy. Chris Young. Florida Georgia Line and Lee Rice. Plus... the always outstanding supporting cast will include. You're not a country guy? Get 4-day passes, single day tickets, reserve seating, camping, glamping, and all the extras available.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Hey, folder, what?
It's unbelievable.
What?
You just want to get me...
Again, get your tickets.
Uh-huh.
CountryThunder.com.
Uh-huh.
Hoodie will sign autographs up there.
Oh, I'm sure. Hard for me to sign autographs when I'm running away.
Oh.
Being chased. What's the matter with you?
I thought you were a big country guy. Shay!
Fellas, let's get. I gotta just say, when he said, see my guy Hoodie up there, I have lost it.
I mean,
I lost it back here. Cap, that was a good one. All right, boys, no easy segue into this one, so I'm gonna just get you going. We got to acknowledge the great Bob Parsons passed away.
Ah, Bob Parsons. Now, think about the great punters that we've seen in town. Maury Buford. Bob Parsons has to be in the top of that list,
Ray,
right?
Stackowitz.
Yes.
There were some good ones that came through here. Who was the guy we had for Pat O'Donnell? Very good punter.
Yeah, Brad Maynard.
Brad Maynard.
Sauerbun.
No, he was a jerk.
Chris Gardocki.
Chris Gardocki, definitely.
But you remember Bob Parsons very well, don't you?
Very well. He was, I think, the most. If you look back at the numbers, he might have been the best punter in Bears history.
I think that is correct. I think it is correct. Bob Parsons and the 72-83 did not get a ring with the 85 Bears. But I believe the first years of Ditka, I believe that's the case.
He was the
first year.
I believe the first year of Ditka.
Mm-hmm. So rest in peace, Bob Parsons. We talk about one of the all-time greats. He is one of the all-time greats for the Bears.
There's no question about it.
Shay.
All right, boys, we have a man who survived 18 hours lost at sea by clinging to a nearly deflated ball. A real-life castaway. Except this guy held on to Wilson.
So an actual Tom Hanks character. Okay, where did this take place?
Macedonia. A man from North Macedonia reportedly survived 18 hours lost at sea by clinging to a toy ball that floated towards him while trying to survive. Various Greek media outlets are reporting that the man, this is my favorite part, known only as Ivan, 30 years old, and a friend became caught in powerful currents over the weekend off the coast of Myrtle Beach in Cassandra, Greece.
Love Myrtle Beach.
Wow.
Love it. Great golf.
A different one.
Huh?
Different one.
Oh.
That's South Carolina.
Oh, I see. This is the Carol. This is the
Greek one.
The Greek islands.
Correct.
Wow. What would you do, Cap, with no phone and just a ball for 18 hours?
Lost at sea.
Lost at sea.
The top of your head would be red as a lobster.
Yeah, probably would.
I
would freak.
Yeah. No communication, and you're just waiting for someone to come get you on a deserted island.
Like, if you had to pass the time, and you're stuck, you're out on a deserted island.
Yeah.
Would you, like, do your own radio show talking to yourself?
Yeah. I want to keep my mind sharp.
Keep your mind sharp. Like, what would you do? You have no books to read. I couldn't just be deathly silent. I'd have to talk.
You'd start talking to that ball that you're holding on to. You would be Tom Hanks in Castaway.
With Wilson.
It'd be like Burgess Meredith in Twilight Zone. Finally, I get all my books. I'm by myself. I have all the books I need. And all of a sudden, his glasses fall and they break.
Correct.
Now he can't read all the books.
Can't see him.
Can't see him. Now he's alone with all the books and can't read them. That's got to be like, right?
Brutal. Brutal. Shay.
All right, we have a news anchor, Heather Kovar, CBS 6. I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly where it is, but you have to take a listen to this broadcast she gave earlier this week, and you'll understand why we're talking about this.
More than 50 million people across the country's southeast are under warnings for excessive heat. And boy, don't you know that? 105 degrees in Texas today. I just spoke with my mother. That's what she's dealing with. It's a major heat wave. And it is it's just heading everywhere. We're so lucky. It's only 80 degrees here. We are really lucky here in the capital region. I mean, let me tell you about that. These areas are reaching such areas. I mean, it's Houston, Austin, San Antonio. I mean, they're not expected. It has happened. Like, you don't need us telling you that it's bad. It's like people are being told to, like, stay inside, drink a lot of water, and we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here with you. Craig Adams. Why did I say that? Of course, clearly, like here, we're taking a live look over downtown Albany. And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift. And so he's in. And we've been tracking this. And, you know, we've been talking about just like what it's been like across the country and the different reasons that why it's so hot in other areas. And we're having really nice weather here. So let's get over to Craig Gold. Hey,
yep,
Craig.
All right. Good evening, Heather.
That's the longest toss in the world.
Craig Gold was his name, by the way, not Craig Adams. She's been suspended under suspicion that she was blasted on the air.
Now, this is in Albany, New York, by the way, CBS Albany.
Wow.
What? Now, you see what? I mean, you saw her the video, right, Cap?
Yes.
I mean, she was just going on and on. They played the music for the toss to the meteorologist, and she kept talking through it.
Her news director had to be in there. What? Crank the music up!
I mean, she sounded like Cutler on Waddle and Sylvie yesterday.
Oh, wow. he was hammered, but he was funny.
He was having a good time. It was great. It was incredible radio. Cutler's the best guest, but that was a great hit yesterday afternoon.
So completely hammered, you think? Or she said it's exhaustion.
Pending an internal investigation, she's been suspended.
Okay.
Heather Kovar.
My God. They gave her the toss to go to the meteorologist, and she just kept talking. It's just so amazing. It's unbelievable. The weather's unbelievable. Like, hello? Hello? Throw it to the weatherman. What are you doing?
It's brutal.
Something's wrong there.
Brutal.
Shay.
All right, last one very quickly. We have a DoorDash glitch. I'm not sure you saw this over the weekend, but the DoorDash app had an outage. People were able to order hundreds, thousands of dollars of free food. People took advantage of DoorDash's glitch, placed hundreds of orders for food, drinks, and even Plan B. And they got it all for free.
Wow.
you can get Plan B on DoorDash?
Plan B on DoorDash, apparently.
Really?
How
about that? I mean, can't you just go to the store and get your own Plan B? Can I have it delivered to you? Some people like to be a little discreet in that spot, don't they?
But we've closed the glitch. Correct?
Yes. I'm just saying that it's odd, right?
Very odd.
You're getting Plan B when you just go to the pharmacy? Or is it more discreet if it was just sent to you? Just put it on the porch.
Plan B, one step. There it is, 47-49 at Rite Aid.
Rite Aid! Here at ESPN New York.
It's also known as Levonorgestrel.
Yeah?
Something like
that. I wouldn't know what that is.
I'm imitating the lady from Albany. All right, Tracy Butler's coming in.
She's not drunk.
She's coming in hot! She's awesome. She'll give us the weekend weather because she really dropped the ball today.
Drunk?
Be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox! Let's go!
It's a free ticket Friday. Right here on ESPN 1000, Sox Guardians tickets. Caller 9, regular line, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Want to see the Sox and Guardians, brought to you by Miller Lite. July 23rd, if you can go, come on through. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to Cap and J-Hood Mornings from 7 to 10 right here on ESPN 1000. We'll give away another pair of tickets coming up at 12:50. And don't forget that the Friday Folder every Friday is brought to you by ETI School of Skilled Trades.
Tracy Butler is here. Tracy is the star meteorologist at ABC 7. Tracy, are we going to have a nicer weekend than the weather forecast you dumped on our doorstep today?
Dumped. How about that?
I feel like he's trying to, you know, backpedal, like soften the blow that he's about to get.
Yeah, he always does. That's what he does.
What I do.
He's a backpedaler.
Are you kidding me? Do you not remember?
She's not here to talk to
Will. You weren't here last week. You were off.
Do I understand he's hammering Tiger Woods?
It is. He is. Are you unplugged, by the way?
Whoa. I'm unplugged,
okay.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Okay. When did I hammer Tiger Woods?
I thought I heard some mocking.
That guy.
No, it wasn't. Wasn't me. I felt sad for him. He's laughing at Tiger Woods. Yeah.
Fine.
Okay. All right.
Tracy, you can hear it for yourself. Here's the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day from Chicago.
Let me hear it.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
By the way, can you call Tiger Woods pilots? Fire up the jet, guys. We're going home early. He's awful today.
Sad. It's sad.
He's standing in the middle of, like, a bunch of deep, like, straw.
Yeah.
And then he hits it from there into one of those pot bunkers.
Okay, I don't know.
He's done. He needs pot. He was pathetic.
And the cap.
It happens.
Dude!
It happens. He broke both his legs. He's not.
Yeah! You're going to have to mock him.
I didn't mock
him. You don't have to fire up the Jets. Really?
Let me ask you a question, Tracy.
That's so mean.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut.
Thank you. All I was doing was being honest. Tiger, fire up the jet. Erica's waiting at home. Get a good dinner tonight because you ain't needed on the weekend. It is what it is.
Do you have to say it like that?
Just like
last week. Tennis is boring. Are you kidding me? Did you watch an ounce of Wimbledon? And what do you base that on? Oh, my. See, he can't even answer that.
No.
He can't even answer it.
No.
No one
texted him an answer, so he can't give it to you.
Tracy, I came in here every morning, and immediately Cap asked me to turn Wimbledon off the TVs. He said, get this off. Put on ESPN2.
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with you? It's so...
Could you stop watching the blondes walking by and answer a question?
He's not listening
to me.
There's
a blonde in front of you.
Yeah, but I'm
Tracy?
Not
agree-
Yes, dear.
Tennis is a very tough sport.
It's very tough. Mentally,
yeah.
Physically, you're an island out there in singles.
Yeah.
It's demanding. There is nothing boring about it.
It's boring.
I don't agree with that.
You're wrong.
Greatness is greatness. Serena Williams is the greatest I've ever seen.
It's just like watching a stretch table tennis event.
No.
It's just big.
Have you ever gone and watched a professional tennis match?
I have.
You know what? You come and watch my daughters. You come and watch my daughters sometimes, and they're not boring.
Okay, but that would be different. I would have a connection to them playing because I'm friends with their mother. Like,
Are we friends? Are we still friends?
I'm not so sure. Work friends. That's a difference.
I would have a connection to them playing. The event might be boring, but I'm cheering for them.
So do you have a connection to every sport you watch then?
No, because some of them aren't boring.
Yep. I don't know why you're talking to him about it.
I know why.
He doesn't. He only likes greatness the way he sees it. That's fine. I respect the best. And even in tennis, I respect because I love Serena.
I respect what they do. It's very difficult. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you couldn't.
It's just... Wow. It's not my cup of tea.
Okay. All right. We all like different tea. That's fine.
That's correct. Exactly right.
You can have that. Anyway, correct. The weekend will not be a washout. I think there's going to be a lot of dry time over the weekend. Next week, everybody, it gets hot, gets a lot of dry time. So the rain we're getting today, we need it.
Tracy, very wet out there. Very wet. I'm very wet out there. What's the forecast? It's your fault. I'm just treating her like the anchors treat her at 7.
By the way, Giuliano DiNardo is the winner of the tickets.
How about the weather forecast?
Yay, Giuliano.
Tracy doesn't make the weather. She reports on the weather.
Yeah, you know I know that, right? Till the anchor's upstairs, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, am I allowed to laugh today?
Yeah, check in on Cap with that. I'm not
okay,
so sure.
Okay.
Is it okay to laugh?
You can always laugh.
Okay, good.
Yes. Tracy, we love you.
I love you guys.
Tracy Butler is brought to you by the wonderful people at Shady Rays. And Hoodie, you'll be here next week. Black's going to be in with you some.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be off for a week, and I cannot wait. I'm going to hang out with Jesse. And we're going to take the boat out and just have a few drinks. A lot of Tito's.
Hopefully
Tracy has dropped a great forecast out there for us.
Hopefully you'll come back safely.
Yes, be safe.
Right.
We care. We kind of care.
Kind of. Anyway, thank you.
Anyway.
Charlie. That's Charlie, not Jake, right?
Who knows?
It's Charlie.
I'm just making sure.
Yes.
It's a callback.
Charlie Bevins. He's a stand-up comic. And Shay Norling.
The sit-down comic.
JR has the day off.
Yeah.
Is JR doing the remote today?
For our entire crew, for David Kaplan, this is Jonathan Hood. Let's talk to you Monday at 7. So long, everybody, from Chicago. Thanks, Tracy.